B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot to you by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage, check out what's red, white, and new for the holiday. Shorts, tees, shoes, and more for everyone. Amazing finds at incredibly low prices at Macy's Backstage. Off price, on trend, arriving daily.
Monica.
Yeah.
How can we help you, madam?
Well, I went on a date with this guy, and I thought it was really fun. He has, like, this great energy and everything, and then I haven't heard from him, and I'm confused. Like, I didn't do anything. I don't understand. Like, if anything, I should be pissed at him because I did everything right. Like, he was late, which is normally, like, so bad.
Yeah.
So he got there. I didn't even say anything. Like, he apologized, and I was like, okay. And now nothing. It's like, I mean, hello. I was expecting him to have called me and, like, to have apologized to me.
Hey, you sound like such a sweet girl, too, as I roll my eyes.
I am a sweet girl. Yeah. I'm really sweet, you know? And that's why, like, to me, I'm like, I mean, why should I be alone? Like, this doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Okay, this is starting.
I am befuddled, yeah, madam.
Was there a reason he was late?
He didn't say why he was late. And so I was like, well, at first I thought, like, he wasn't even going to come. And I was like, okay, whatever. So we got there, and he was like, sorry. And then he didn't say anything. And I didn't, because he's so cute. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to let this go. I'm going to let this go because it's not a big deal. I'm not going to freak out like I normally do.
Right.
Oh, so, I can't wait.
Like I normally so do, she said.
Yeah, he was late. He's not giving her a second date. And yet she wants to see him again. Glutton for punishment. Gotcha.
Let's do this.
Yeah, okay. So listen, we're going to call him next, all right?
Okay, good.
Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, we just spoke to Monica, and according
to... Charming woman.
Very charming. Oh my God. When you think of Monica, the word sweet comes nowhere near your mind. So anyway...
Yeah, just ask her. She'll tell you.
Yeah. So, Monica had a date with this guy, Ron. He showed up late to the date. So she told us, she said, if anything, I should be pissed off at him. But she's not. She wants another date with him. Listen, we're going to try and call this guy right now. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I'm just getting the, you're going to yell at him the second he says hello vibe.
Can you just wait
until, like, I introduce you?
Yeah, if he doesn't start with me, then I won't say anything to him.
Oh, God. Can you just wait until I introduce you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't say anything. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yo.
Is this Ron?
Who is this?
Ron, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the three of us on the phone. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, because we got your number from a girl who would love to take you out on a date. Can I tell you about it?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wait, who are you? You're a radio station?
Yes, we're a radio station. So we got your number from a girl who, you know her. I'm going to tell you her name in a second, but let me just tell you why we're calling you. So... she called us because she wants to take you out on a date. She likes you. We are willing to allow you to pick a date. You pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff. We will reserve everything for you. You show up, this girl will show up, and we'll see if anything happens from there.
Yeah, man, that sounds cool. Sure, sounds great.
Oh, done.
All right, he's on board.
All right, well, listen, here's the great part of it. Her name's Monica. You guys already went out once, so...
Oh, man, no, man. I know who Monica is. Yeah, I think I'm going to cash on that.
That was quick. Yeah, you just said yes. Now you're saying no. Well, what's wrong with Monica? Okay, so we spoke to her, and she seemed confused because she said on your date you guys had a really good time.
Yeah, you know, man. I remember her. She was cute, but, you know, man, she acts way above her number. I mean, absolutely not.
She was what?
Her number?
What do you mean by her number?
I got the system where I rate girls on,
Jesus.
You know, how hot they are and how what their personality's like.
Yeah.
And it comes with a set of privileges. And, you know, in my mind, she was like a 6, which is okay.
What? Like said, here we go.
Way above her score. No, but I mean, first of all, before I got there, man, she ordered food before I got there. And then she had me pay for all of it. I mean, I was a little bit late, but, you know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
And then she tried to get into a fight with this guy at the club, and she expected me to defend her honor. And I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know what the her problem is. She's a 6, dude.
Wait.
Girls who are 6s, that should just be, like, nice and say yes.
Oh, Jesus,
you.
God, oh, help us.
What a dude.
Can I say something? A couple things?
Wait, hold on. God, hold on. Okay, Ron, Monica's on the phone, and she was supposed to wait until I introduced her. That's what she told me she'd do.
You know what? You know what? A 2 doesn't know a 9, and you've never been with a 9, and I'm a 9. You're a 3. You're a 3. Like,
oh, man,
the world
you're
tomorrow.
Just saying that.
You're
a 10, and you know it. You were lucky to go out with me.
Wait, hold on a second. Ron, what do you rate yourself?
I'm a 10, man. I'm definitely a 10.
You're a 10. You rate yourself as a 10. You rate Monica as a 6. Monica, what do you rate yourself?
I'm a 9. I'm a 9. I have,
yeah,
like,
flip it the other way. You're
a
6.
Oh, my. He's such a jerk.
Hey, I have no problem going out with a 6, but I'm not going to pay for a 6. I'm not going to get in some fight with some guy for a 6. And I expect a blow from a 6. Which, by the way, she didn't give me one at the end of the night.
I would never. I would never. Because, you know,
I mean,
what?
At least a hand.
Oh my god.
This dude.
You'd be lucky to touch me. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm giving you an opportunity here.
I mean, okay, so listen.
What an ass.
It's the crazy thing is, I kind of see. Understand what he's saying. I think he's being a little aggressive with his rating system.
Yeah, I think most people will think that, but
yes,
not say it out loud.
Exactly. People think and they go, okay, I'm a little above you. You're a little above me. This dude got numbers. But anyway, Ron, we originally called you to see if you would like to go out with Monica again, and we'll pay for everything. So you don't have to worry about you paying or her paying or any of that stuff. You get to pick the place. What do you say?
You know, after this conversation, I'm going to give her a rating of about a 2, so I'm going to pass.
You know what? That's going to be a no, because if I see his ugly face again, I'm going to kick his ass.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.